from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Matt Harab. Two Houston City Council members delayed the purchase of a $16 million facility in East Downtown intended to serve homeless people. Mario Castillo and Julian Ramirez cited the need for more community engagement. Housing Department Director Mike Nichols says he understands the frustration of some residents, but the administration is moving with urgency as it works to functionally end street homelessness by the end of next year.
I know there's been criticism that this seemed to have moved very fast. I will say there's more criticism in my life in government that we move too slow.
The proposed facility would serve more than 1,000 people annually, according to Nichols, making it a key part of Mayor Whitmire's initiative. A community meeting with city leaders about the plan is slated for 6 p.m. tonight at the TBH Center on South Jensen Drive. The U.S. Supreme Court is preparing to hear a legal challenge to the tariffs President Trump has slapped on dozens of countries since resuming office. Our Andrew Schneider says the tariffs are creating uncertainty for businesses, and that's holding up investment, including in Houston.
Business executives don't have a uniform view on tariffs. What many have a problem with is the approach that President Trump is taking, applying them one day, suspending them the next, then threatening them again. Chad Burke is president and CEO of the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region.
Stability, predictability is really key when you're going to invest. And in the chemical industry, investments are measured in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And so anytime you have that type of uncertainty, that money doesn't flow.
The Supreme Court will hear a challenge to the tariffs by a group of U.S. small businesses in a matter of weeks. The businesses argue that Trump exceeded his authority by imposing what they say equates to, quote, the largest peacetime tax increase in American history. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Gas prices are falling in Texas and across the country. As the Texas Newsroom's Lucio Vasquez reports, fuel prices are expected to remain lower than last year's average.
According to AAA, the statewide average for a gallon of regular gas in Texas right now is about $2.59, nearly 15 cents lower than this time a year ago. Daniel Armbruster is with AAA Texas.
Prices will be a little bit lower likely this fall than they were last year.
Armbruster says much of the decline comes from falling crude oil prices, which make up about half the cost of gas. Prices also tend to dip in winter when road travel slows and refineries switch to cheaper to produce winter blend gasoline.
With those factors, they point to at least lower prices compared to a year ago, at least maybe by 25 cents.
The downward trend is also being felt nationally. I'm Lucio Vasquez in Houston.
69 degrees right now here on the UH campus, 86 for the high this afternoon. 20% chance of rain today, but those chances really go up leading into the weekend. Forecasters are saying possibly 2 to 3 inches of rain on Saturday. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.